another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host. And today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor from cold Atlanta, Georgia. I'm so excited that you've joined me from all over the world today, and I know that the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can gain more clarity about who you are, who Spirit is, and how to live an abundant and purposeful life, because that's what it's all about. But I'm really excited tonight about my very special guest, Dr. Susan Chomsky. She is a best-selling author, foremost spirituality expert, pioneer in the self-development field, highly acclaimed and greatly respected professional speaker, New Thought minister, and she has a doctorate of divinity. She's authored 7 books and has lived a remarkable life. I'm going to let her tell a little bit more about her own life personally. She has appeared on syndicated TV and radio on ABC, NBC, CBX, and Fox News, and she is the founder of Divine Revelation, a complete technology for contacting the divine presence and listening to the inner voice. And tonight we're going to be talking about her book, Instant Healing, Gain Inner Strength, Empower Yourself, and Create Your Destiny. Dr. Susan, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, thank you. I'm so pleased to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, you have, before we came on the air live, you have such an interesting life. Tell our listeners just a little bit more about you.
I've been practicing spiritual disciplines for more than 45 years. I've been teaching meditation since 1970. I have 8 books in print. And I teach people all over the world how to listen to the still small voice within, how to heal themselves, how to practice what we call affirmative prayer. And I spent 22 years in the ashram. Ashram means a learning institution, a residential learning institution, with spiritual master Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, who was the guru of the Beatles and of Deepak Chopra. And I was on his personal staff for 7 of those years. And so I've had quite a bit of experience with meditation and with teaching meditation and teaching people how to heal themselves through the power of speech, the power of prayer.
Well, you look so young. I can't believe you've been practicing for 40 years, Dr. Susan. And the thing that I love is that you travel extensively in your motorhome, facilitating workshops and seminars. That sounds like a lot of fun.
I've lived in a motorhome since approximately 1989.
Amazing. So that's where you live, in a motorhome.
I do. I travel in the motorhome, and I go to different places to give speaking engagements and so on.
Wow, interesting. Well, let's get started. You have such an interesting background. We're going to be talking about instant healing, gain inner strength, empower yourself, and create your destiny. Why did you write this book, and why did you call it Instant Healing?
I wrote this book because I had written a previous book called Miracle Prayer, and in that book I taught people a specific method of prayer that's used in the New Thought field. New Thought means Centers for Spiritual Living, Church of Religious Science, Unity Church, and other New Thought teachings, New Thought different churches, and that particular book, Miracle Prayer, taught people a 9-step method for doing what we call prayer treatment or affirmative prayer. And also it's called scientific prayer because it's systematic and it has a nine steps to it, at least in the that's the way I presented it in 9 steps. Usually it's presented in like 5 steps. But what I found was that people really loved that book, and many people were able to craft their own prayers and write their own prayers and speak their own prayers. But I thought I'd make it even easier for people and just do a book that has the ready-made prayers in the book. So this is a book with 243 prayers and affirmative prayers in it that anyone can use to transform their life instantaneously. So if they want to change anything in their lives, in their mind, body, emotions, or any aspect of their life, their material life, they can use these simple formulas and produce results instantly. So I call it instant healing, because any time that you use one of these affirmative prayers, it has instant results. You're going to feel better immediately, first of all. And second of all, it's another step closer to the healing of whatever it is you're trying to achieve. So we're eliminating the blockages that are preventing you from achieving your goal, whatever that is.
Right.
And that's what really this is about. And I call it instant because it does have instant results.
Well, you know, as I was reading your book, I think I shot you a quick email and said, wow, I love your prayers. They're very powerful. And you mentioned earlier about affirmation. So what are affirmation and affirmative prayer? What is that?
Okay, so an affirmation is a statement of truth, basically. Just a statement of truth. Like you could say, I am a mighty, powerful spiritual being. That would be an affirmation. Or you could say, I am divinely protected by the light of my being. That would be another affirmation. Affirmations are usually very short statements of truth. And in my book, Miracle Prayer, I have one chapter that has 300 affirmations in it about all different subjects. This new book, Instant Healing, these are all a little longer. These are what I call affirmative prayers. Some of them are affirmative prayers, and some of them are longer. They're what we call prayer treatments. So I have two different types of prayers in that book. The first type is just shorter prayers. They may be a few lines, maybe as much as, 20 lines or verses or something. And then the longer prayer treatments also, where you go more deeply into a problem and heal the cause behind the cause behind the cause of that problem, and then you come to a knowingness or a truth about that problem. So affirmations and affirmative prayer, the philosophy behind that is to change your beliefs, to change your beliefs, because as Lord Buddha said, all that we are is the result of what we have thought. If a person speaks or acts with a pure thought, then happiness follows that person. If a person speaks or acts with an impure thought, then unhappiness follows that person. So what Lord Buddha says, what he said, and by the way, that was the very first verse of the first chapter of the Dhammapada. So it's the most important statement in all of Buddhism. So what he's saying to us is that our thoughts, our words, and our deeds create our reality or create our destiny. So you're creating your destiny in every moment through your thoughts, your words, and your deeds. So when you make statements of truth, statements that are going to enhance your life, then you're going to feel better, you're going to feel happier, you're going to have a better life. If you're saying negative statements such as, oh, I'm so poor, I'm so poor, I'm so poor, or, oh, I'm so fat, I'm so fat, I'm so fat, oh, I'm so unhappy, so unhappy, so unhappy, oh, I'm so lonely, so lonely, so lonely. If you continue to affirm those statements, they will manifest. They will definitely manifest in your life. But if you continue to say statements like, I am happy, I am joyous, I am fulfilled, I am content, these types of statements, they are truth statements. The other statements are what we might call the appearance, the appearance, maybe the appearance is that you are unhappy. But the reality is that in the very center of your being, there is only happiness. So you can only really, in truth, be happy and be fulfilled. So what we're doing with affirmative prayer is we're getting to the cause behind the cause. We're eliminating the blockages that prevent you from having your dreams and desires fulfilled. We are saying statements of truth, which convince you of the truth. And eventually, as you continue to work with these, you will believe the truth. You will manifest the truth in your life. And you'll have a fulfilled, joyous, and enriched life.
Well, you know, Dr. Susan, I think it's so awesome because as I was reading through your book, I know a lot of people say, well, Constance, Dr. Susan, I don't really know how to pray. But you have those prayers right in the book, and just like you said, as they are reading them, it changes their being, it changes their spirit, and I believe that it really adds faith and belief into their lives.
That's very true, because I wanted this to be something that was easy, completely easy and effortless for everyone. They don't have to learn anything. You don't have to have any skill. You don't have to have any particular background, training, or anything. All you have to do is you just pick the book up, go to the appendix where it has the complete list of all the prayers in it under different categories. I'll just read some of the categories now. For example, chapter 1 is gaining inner strength and empowerment. Chapter 2 is healing emotions and deep-seated beliefs. Chapter 3 is healing and forgiving relationships, and so on and so on. Later in the book, living in perfect health, magnetizing love, attracting prosperity, making life a success. All of the things that people want to change and want to manifest in their lives, I've tried my best to cover as much as possible. There's 243 prayers in the book.
Why do you think prayer is so powerful? I have a mentor who lives in Africa, and he made a statement to me one day, Dr. Susan. He said that in this world, prayer is one of the most powerful forces. What happens in us and through us and to us when we pray?
When you pray, what you're doing is you're connecting with the God of your understanding. You're connecting with spirit, with a capital S. When you connect with spirit, you are transforming yourself, and you're transforming not only yourself, because if you can change yourself and become more positive, then you are emitting positive vibrations into the environment, and other people are catching these vibrations. It's contagious. So they're receiving it by osmosis. They're receiving the good vibrations. And so what you're doing is you're not only blessing yourself through a prayer, you're blessing everyone around you. And what you're doing is you're changing your mental atmosphere. You're changing your own energy field. And that changes the energy field of everything and everyone. That's why your mentor said it's such a powerful force, because you are able and capable of changing the world through the power of prayer.
You know, that's so true. And, you know, prayer is just really needed now because these are uncertain times. Many people have lost their jobs, and they're in places that they would have never believed that they would have been in their lives. So would you say that that's why instant healing is really so important now?
This time there is so much uncertainty. This is a time when there's a lot of chaos and malaise, and we can no longer depend on the institutions that we counted on earlier for security and for hope. And with this increasing anxiety and the sickening fear about the future, people, they wonder how they can reverse this downward spiral. And because of that, they need to look within, because no longer can they depend on the outer world to give them solace or to give them strength or to give them wisdom or understanding. They have to turn within to find that within themselves. And by using affirmative prayer, by using instant healing, this can help people to really take command and take control over their lives again. It's a life that's as if it's slipping away into the abyss. But if they can turn within and become attuned to their own divine nature through prayer, through meditation, through affirmation, they can change themselves and they can change their life and they can find comfort. They can find solace and they can actually find creative ideas as to how they can get out of their problems, how they can change their life.
You know, that's so true, Dr. Susan. And, you know, while I have you here tonight, I am a host on the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and I want to ask you a couple of questions about the Law of Attraction. Why do you think so many people have become disenchanted with the Law of Attraction? I've heard people say, Constance, I've seen The Secret, and I've read all the books, and I'm asking and believing, but I'm not receiving. So what's your take on the Law of Attraction?
Well, the law of attraction is one of the spiritual laws of the universe. What the law of attraction states is, it is done unto you according to your belief. That is the law of attraction. So whatever it is that you believe or that you have, it's not just belief, whatever you have complete certainty, absolute certainty about, that is what is magnetized into your life. So if you have absolute certainty that you deserve love, then you will have love in your life. If you have absolute certainty that you deserve prosperity, then prosperity will be in your life. If you have absolute certainty that you will have good health, then good health will be in your life. For these are just examples. It's true with anything and everything in your life. You manifest things through your thoughts, your words, and your deeds. That's what I stated earlier. That's what Lord Buddha tells us. And our thoughts, our words, and our deeds are like they are broadcasting out into the universe and magnetizing to us experiences. So whatever it is that we are putting out into the universe through our thoughts, words, and deeds, that's what comes back to us. It's also the law of cause and effect, the law of karma, and so on. So the law of attraction is absolute, and it works. The reason people are disenchanted with The Secret and all of that is because they're praying backwards. I believe they're praying backwards.
And what do you mean by praying backwards?
Okay, so that is something that it's part of the reason for the problem. I'll go into other reasons in a moment, but one of the reasons is the praying backwards, and that is, okay, so they read the book, The Secret, and then they figure, okay, well, I'm just going to make my laundry list of all the things I want in my life, and I'm just going to make that happen. So they make their laundry list, and then they start manifesting all these things, and then they realize, well, now I have these things. Now I have more problems in my life because now I have all these things that I've manifested and this caused me all kinds of confusion and problems. So what they didn't do before they made their laundry list is they forgot to ask Spirit for guidance. They forgot to listen to the still small voice of God within. They forgot to ask for guidance about what is highest wisdom in their life. They forgot to get in touch with their true divine purpose, their true divine plan, the true mission that is highest wisdom for them to accomplish in this life. If they would first get in touch with that and then use the law of attraction, then make their laundry list of what to manifest based upon what is highest and best wisdom for them, their own true heartfelt desires, by the way. Your true heartfelt desires are equivalent to your divine plan and purpose. So if you can first get in touch with that, get in touch with the still small voice within you and ask, what is highest wisdom for me to manifest in this lifetime? What is highest wisdom for me to do about this situation in my life, about this job, about this relationship, about this health problem? First ask Spirit, and then begin to use the law of attraction, use instant healing, use affirmative prayer, use prayer treatment, use all the tools to manifest that in your life. And then when you are in touch and in tune with your true purpose, then manifesting that is absolute wondrous fulfillment. So that will happen when you are in touch with your true nature and your true heartfelt desires. When you just make that laundry list and try to manifest things, you're going to end up in frustration because you will not get supported by Almighty Nature when you're trying to manifest things that are not your nature, that are not good for you, that are not your true plan and purpose, that are not within your true destiny. So that's a problem, and people get frustrated because they're beating their head against a brick wall. So that's one reason why I believe that people get disenchanted with the law of attraction. There are maybe some other reasons, too.
Right, right. You know, and I always tell people, you know, it's really one, but a lot of people have God or spirit, and then they don't employ the universal principles or the universal law, and then a lot of other people are using the universal law but don't include spirit, but it's all one. And I just love, you know, the way you articulated that. I also would like for you to talk about the law of grace. What is that, and why is that important in our lives?
Okay, well, there are two different laws. There's the law of karma and there's the law of grace. The law of grace is the law of perfection everywhere now. The law of grace states, with God, all things are possible. So the law of grace is the law which allows us to manifest miracles in our life when we attune ourselves to the divine presence, when we get in touch with our own higher self, our higher nature, then we can manifest miracles in our lives. And the miracles we manifest in their life might just be little coincidences in our life that are not really coincidental. We're in the right place, the right time, the right people show up, amazing things happen, and we say, oh, wow, isn't that amazing? And that is just the law of grace at work in our life, because we are living attuned to spirit. And it is said, I repeat this, with God, all things are possible. And the important thing is the first two words of that sentence, with God, all things are possible. Without God, really nothing is possible. So if you allow yourself to be in touch with spirit, be in touch with the presence and the power of God, then you are going to put the law of grace into operation in your life, and you will find that your life will become magical, mystical, and miraculous. And that's just the way it is.
Well, you know, you mentioned miracles. I believe in miracles. I've had many miracles in my life, and I prayed for many people who've received miracles. What about someone who's listening tonight who might say, Dr. Susan, I really need a financial miracle, or I need a miracle in my marriage, or a miracle in my career? What would you say to those people tonight?
First of all, I would say the miracles are possible. I would say have faith and know that you can manifest anything in your life, and it's just a matter of three things, that is conceive, believe, and achieve. Conceive means to ask spirit what is highest wisdom for me to conceive of, for me to manifest into my life. Get a very clear idea of what that is. Begin to visualize that. Begin to know that it is possible for you to achieve that. And then secondly, believe. That means come to a conviction that you can manifest, that you are manifesting that in your life right here and right now. And that means eliminate all blockages to that. Release the negative thoughts and emotions that are preventing you from manifesting that. Release all your negative beliefs that anything is not possible in your life. And use my book, Instant Healing, to help you with that, because that will give you the healing prayers to release all those negative thoughts and feelings and emotions. And then number three is achieve. Achieve means put into action. You can't just sit around all day and pray and think and try on the mental level. You have to actually move your feet. You have to actually get out and do it. You have to actually get out and manifest it. So I would say that those three things are the keys. But you know what? Those three things really, really boil down to one thing. One simple thing.
And what is
that? And that is, that one thing is make a decision. Make a final decision. So whatever it is you want to manifest in your life, make a firm and final decision that is manifesting in your life. It's really very simple. It's so unbelievably simple. I know that everyone can relate to this idea. Anytime you have made a final and firm decision that you're going to do something, it happens.
Absolutely.
It's really that simple. It's so simple. And that word decision comes from a root which means to cut away. You cut away anything that's standing in your way, and you simply manifest it.
Well, Dr. Susan, what firm decision have you made in your own life, either personally or professionally, where you received just a miracle beyond your wildest dreams?
I have to say that I was probably getting my first book published by a major New York publisher, Simon & Schuster, and I really had that goal in my mind. And it did manifest, and it did manifest in an incredibly miraculous way. If you want, I can take a few moments to tell you a little bit.
I would like for you to share that, because I want our listeners to see, you know, just what that process looked like in your life.
In my life, it looked very different than it would probably in most people's lives.
Right.
Because I was following my inner guidance, and that's what I try to do on a daily basis, although I'm not perfect at it. I do my best to listen to the still small voice of God within and to follow and trust its guidance. And it's not easy. It's very challenging to do that. But I just had the guidance to write the book, my first book, Divine Revelation. And that book, I asked Spirit, you know, and by the way, the book was basically written by Spirit, you know, kind of the book wrote itself. And then when I wanted to get it published, I asked the still small voice within me, I asked, well, what do I do? How do I get this published? And then I received this very strange and odd message that said, go to the library and find yourself a literary agent. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just trusting and knowing and having full faith in my inner guidance, I did that. I went to the library, and I looked through the list of agents, and this one name popped out, and that name was Jeff Herman. And I just had the sensing that he would be the best agent to represent me, because there's three basic ways that we receive guidance, and one is through getting messages through words, another is getting messages through feelings, and another is getting visions. Those are the three basic ways that we receive messages from the still small voice of God within. So I had a feeling is what happened. I got this gut feeling that this person, Jeff Herman, would be my best agent. But, you know, it didn't make a whole lot of sense, because Jeff Herman agents business books for Wall Street. But I followed this guidance. I followed this hunch, you could say. And I contacted Jeff Herman and sent him my proposal. But I did not have quite enough faith to only send my proposal to Jeff Herman. I sent it to 30 agents. But amazingly, the very first one to respond was Jeff Herman.
Wow.
He responded within 2 days of receiving my proposal. So I did sign with him, and I was all very elated about having this kind of big shot New York agent. And he started to shop the book around to various publishers. By the way, that's what a literary agent does. They sell your book to the publisher. And he got some rejections. And then all of a sudden, I got a letter in the mail from the Jeff Herman Literary Agency. This was before email, by the way. And he sent me a letter, and he said, "We're very sorry, but we've had a staff shortage in our agency, and we can no longer represent you." So I was totally devastated. Here I'd followed my guidance, and how could it go wrong when I was following guidance? And now he's dropped me, and what do I do now? And by the way, I had invested so much of my ego in this,
right?
Because, oh, now I'm a big shot. I've got this big shot New York agent. So that was completely crushed my ego and everything. So then what happened was I went into meditation, because obviously going into meditation is the best way for you to get inner guidance, because the still small voice is a quiet and still voice, and the only way you can hear that voice is if you get quiet, get the mind quiet enough to be able to hear it. So I went into meditation, and I asked, well, what do I do now? You know, this agent has dumped me. What do I do? And so I got this very, very strange message. And sometimes we get really weird messages from that divine voice. But if we know that they're clear and we know that they're true, it's a good idea to follow them. So this strange message came, and it said, "No, Jeff Herman is still your agent. Don't try to sign with another agent. And don't try to sell the book yourself." This message made no sense. But, you know, there I am, living on blind faith, following the still small voice within, once again, following the guidance. So I went ahead and sent this letter to this business book agent, and I said, "My intuition tells me you'd be the best agent to represent me." So you can imagine how that went over, you know.
Right.
So I send this letter to Jeff Herman, and what happens? Nothing happens. That's what happens. And I'm sitting around with my blind faith and a manuscript on my desk, gathering cobwebs and dust, not getting published. So nothing happened. And then months go by. Then I get a letter from the Jeff Herman Literary Agency, and oh, wow, I got a letter. And so I open it up with great expectations. And the letter says, "We're very happy that you have so much faith in us, but we still cannot represent you." So I went back into meditation again, second time. And you know what? I got the same message again. Mm. "Jeff Herman is still your agent. Don't try to sign with another agent, and don't try to sell the book yourself." So second time I get this message, follow my guidance again. Send the letter to Jeff Herman. "My intuition still tells me you'd be the best agent to represent me." Months go by. Nothing happens. All of a sudden, out of the blue, I get a phone call from Jeff Herman. He says, "We're very impressed by your perseverance. We've decided to represent you. Come to my office, meet my partner. We're going to handle your book." So I go to the office in downtown Manhattan. All the business books are stacked on the wall of people, of authors he's represented. I'm feeling completely out of place. The woman walks in. It turns out the woman who's working in the business book agency is a psychic, and she gives me a psychic reading. So I'm like, well, geez, this is strange. And I figured, well, this is why I was guided to stay with this agency. It turned out quite well. He sold the book to Simon & Schuster, and that is, if you know anything about publishing, you know that for a first-time author to get a book published by Simon & Schuster is
amazing.
A total miracle. And
that's
my
amazing.
Editor, My editor at Simon & Schuster said it's the very best written book she ever edited since she started working for Simon & Schuster.
Wow.
How did that happen? It certainly had nothing to do with this ego or this body, because I never studied writing in school. I actually went to art school, and I have no idea how in the world that she would have said that, and it was spirit all the way.
I'm so glad you shared that, because the principle that I really want the listeners to hear tonight is that, you know, the whole component of going into meditation and being still when you don't know what to do, when you're looking for solutions, they're now outside of you, they're on the inside of you. So share really quickly just a little bit about how can people begin to meditate, because you've been meditating for 40 years. So how would a single mom who has a very busy schedule, what would that look like for her or for someone who may be in a really difficult dilemma right now? How can they quiet their minds and their spirit so that they can meditate and hear from God about different areas in their lives?
The simplest thing, really. So easy. All you have to do is you just sit down in the chair, you close your eyes, you take a few deep breaths, you get quiet and still and centered and balanced within yourself. You may want to take some more deep breaths just to settle yourself down. And then here's the big secret. The big secret is that you ask. You ask for guidance, you ask for inspiration, you ask a question, you ask for creative ideas about a situation. The secret is to ask. And then you take another big deep breath. And then you do what I call the do nothing program. That means you do nothing, nothing, and less than nothing. You have a very neutral attitude, neutral and responsive attitude. And then the still small voice will speak to you within your heart. It will give you either a visual impression or some words or a feeling. Those are the three basic ways that we receive messages from the divine voice. It's either visual, which means you're seeing a vision, a clairvoyance, or you're hearing the words. That would be clairaudience. The words come into your mind. They're fed into your mind. Or you get the feeling, the gut feeling, that would be clairascension. So clairvoyance, clairaudience, and clairascension are the three basic ways that we receive the message. And the message comes to us when we are receptive, when we are quiet and receptive. So I call it the do nothing program, because really you're just being quiet, receptive, and open to receive.
So true. Well, if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Susan Shumsky, and she's the author of Instant Healing, Gain Inner Strength, Empower Yourself, and Create Your Destiny. So, Dr. Susan, what are some of the instant healings that listeners can receive who are listening tonight?
Well, they can receive healing on every level. On the mental level, emotional level, physical level, environmental level, a material level. And if you want, I could maybe read or speak some of the prayers.
I would love for you to read some prayers or pray some prayers or speak some of the prayers in the different areas where our listeners might really be, you know, seeking help, crying out to God. We would love to hear some of those prayers.
Okay, well, I think the very most important prayer in the book is what I call the self-authority affirmation. Because everything starts from self-authority. It starts from gaining inner strength, from realizing the self, from making your inner being foremost. And in order to do that, the self-authority affirmation is really, really helpful. So I'm just going to speak it out, and your listeners can they can actually learn it. They could play back your playback, I'm sure, couldn't they?
Absolutely.
And really learn this prayer. So I'm going to just speak it out, and everyone can learn it. So here it goes. I am in control. And by the way, it's any time you say an affirmation, when you use the mighty words I am, you are invoking what we call the mighty I am presence. And that is one reason why affirmations are so powerful. So when you are saying I am, it's best to pretend as if your higher self is saying I am. So it's not your ego that is saying I am, it is your higher self. All right, so with that instruction, I'll just say the affirmation. I am in control. I am one with God. I am the only authority in my life. I am divinely protected by the light of my being. I close off my aura and body of light to the lower astral levels of mind, and I open to the spiritual world. Thank you, God, and so it is. This is an incredibly powerful affirmation.
Yes.
That transform your life in an instant, and that will continue to transform your life every time you use it. It's so amazing. This is something that will give you divine protection, will give you greater inner strength, will help you anytime you're in a situation where you feel intimidated, or you feel maybe not so strong, or you feel like someone or something is influencing you negatively. In all such instances, and just, you know, even just getting out of bed in the morning and going outside, protection, this is so amazing. It's a fantastic affirmation.
Well, Dr. Susan, what about a prayer around prosperity or abundance or wealth or increase coming into someone's life? Do you have a prayer that you could put your hands on? Or affirmation that you could share with our listeners tonight?
Absolutely. Here's a prosperity prayer that's in my book. There's actually an entire chapter on attracting prosperity in the book. But here is one of the prosperity prayers. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Everyone and everything prospers me now. I am a child of God, created in God's likeness. My birthright is infinite abundance. Therefore, I inherit unlimited wealth. God is the source of my supply and provides abundantly for me now. I prosper and succeed in every area of my life. All my needs are met. In God, I have no lack. God is my divine banker and financial advisor. God is in charge of all my financial affairs and provides all my needs and wants right now. Thank you, God, and so it is.
I love that. And lastly, what about attracting love or magnetizing love? You know, everyone is looking for their soulmate. Do you have a prayer for people who are really desiring to have love in their lives?
Okay. I would say that.
And, you know, while you're looking for that, I really, like I said earlier, I emailed you because I was so moved by the prayers. I was changed in an instant by reading some of them, and I said to myself, wow, this is really needed, because a lot of people say, I don't know how to pray, but if they have those prayers in front of them, it can instantly change how they feel and what they believe.
Right. Well, the most important thing about love is that you need to love yourself first, and then you will attract love into your life. I have a whole chapter on magnetizing love, And in that chapter, there are several treatments, prayer treatments for all kinds of things, including self-love, including relationships with your children, relationships with your parents, attracting your perfect mate and companion, happy, harmonious marriage, harmonious home life, and sexual fulfillment. There are long treatments in this book for every one of those things, but you have to start with self-love. So I'll just say the I am lovable prayer.
Okay, I like
which
that.
Which is the prayer. I celebrate myself. I am love. I am loving and lovable. I am infinite beauty. I am a child of God, precious in God's eyes. I love and cherish myself as God loves me. I like myself unconditionally. I love myself unconditionally. I accept myself unconditionally. I approve of myself unconditionally. I forgive myself unconditionally. I trust myself unconditionally. I bless myself unconditionally. I allow myself to be my